Does anyone not know or have never seen the Pyramid
Beetle? We got some people that are kind of new to...
I'll just go through a very brief pool state. Generally what's going to happen is there's going to be two people on a team. There's going to be subjects on this board. Pick a subject and then one person has to get the other person to say list of items, seven items within 30 seconds. You can say anything you want, point and gesture, but you can't say the word itself.
What part of the word?
That.
Or parts of the answer.
Part of the
word,
word
itself.
Like storefront. You can't say store or front.
So.
If you're the one giving
the
clues.
Like for example, if it was the category was shades of blue, you would say, not the army, but the
navy.
Oh,
navy
so
blue.
You can do it in a phrase.
Jeans.
Uh-huh. Blue jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. Use the word.
The big blue thing outside.
Well, you can say blue.
Sky.
Blue sky.
Right. Yeah. So you can gesture, you can point, you can do what you want.
Okay, cool.
Just don't say the word itself. Okay. If you get the highest score, then you move on to Winner's Circle. You'll play for charity money and Amazon cards. If you win your game, it's warm.
Yeah, it is.
If you win your game, you get a $10 Amazon card, and then you play the bonus, the Winner's Circle for. More Amazon card money and charity money. Okay?
That's
great. So my celebrities apparently haven't showed up, so what we're going to do is I'm going to try to get two people. Are there two people in here who would say they're really good at the game or they're familiar with the game?
Kind of.
Okay, so
familiar with the game, might be good at the game.
You want to be one of my celebrities?
Sure.
Okay, and who else raised their hand?
I really haven't.
How about you? Okay. So I want you to sit here.
I
should be wearing my glasses while I do this.
All right, everyone who's in the room now, because they can't get if they want one.
Who's in this chair? Okay. We're at 15 past the hour, so it looks like we may get one full game, which would be two rounds rather than three rounds, depending on how well this goes. So I'm going to go first person. We're going to sit with those are over here. Ticket ending in 378. Ticket ending in 378.
Oh. They don't get to play.
Is that one of the celebrities?
That's a different panel.
Yeah,
save that
for
a
friend.
Yeah.
In between them.
Okay.
Now the other person will be ending in 375. 375.
Woo!
And what name do
you want?
Birdie. I would normally use the sound system and everything, but we don't really have time for that. Well, I'll eventually get to introductions with you, okay? And get that. This is the Furry Pyramid!
Yay!
Pyramid. As I mentioned before, we are going to be playing Pyramid to earn some gift cards for Lorelei and Bernie, who are contestants here. Plus, we're going to be donating some money with the Winner's Circle later to get some money to charities. Okay?
Ow.
Let's just very briefly say hello to our contestants. Our first, Dozer.
I'm not a contestant. No, you're a celebrity.
Hi, I'm Dozer. This is my third anthem in New England. I'm also a vice chair for Furthermore, a convention in March that happens in the D.C. area, just outside D.C. in Virginia. If you're free, come on and have a good time there as well.
I'm
Lorelei. I'm terrible with words.
There's a problem with this game.
Perfect. Okay, and then on the other team we have Kodiak.
Hi everyone, I am Kodiak. This is my first answer in New England. Hey. I was a fifth or sixth con overall, so kind of new to this whole game. Not this game specifically, but cons and all that fun stuff. I'm almost done grad school, and then maybe I'll actually be able to get a real pursuit.
I'm Birdie. This is my second answer to England. That's it.
All right, thank you all for joining us here. Okay, so first thing I want to point out is that this is the Winner's Circle. This is where you will have the chance to win that charity money, up to $25 in Amazon cards as well. And what you have to do actually is go through this pyramid here. And as I said before, what's going to happen is there are going to be subjects. The teacher will pick a subject. One person will give clues to the other. You can say anything you can except the word itself, because there's going to be a list of seven items. And you have 30 seconds. And I'll give you these cards that have the subjects. And the subjects are, it's a nor'easter. Say it ain't snow. Is he on ice? Like a polar bear and a blizzard, the Arctic Circle of Life, and Coldplay.
I love it.
We're going to play three rounds, so each team should be able to play three. Now we're going to start with Dozer and Lorelei. Dozer's going to start. So you two decide which one you want, and I'll give you the card for that subject.
We're going to say it ain't snow.
Say it ain't snow. Then we're going to give you this card. You can use that stand to prop it up so you have both your hands free. And make sure you are loud enough so that we can hear you, okay?
I think I can do that.
Yay, Jezzer!
Just a second.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, one of these categories is hiding a bonus called the 7-Eleven. If you get all seven in 30 seconds, I'll donate $11 to charity.
Woo! Woo! All right!
Okay, so let's see if it's under say it ain't snow. It's not, so here's your card. Describe these things associated with weather that are not related to snow. Okay?
I'm going to donate to them.
Yep, all right. Okay, so I'm going to give you, just let me know when you're ready. And again, just shout out what you can, all right?
Ready.
Ready? 30 seconds. And go.
Circular, lots of wind, has an eye.
Hurricane, tornado.
No rain, very dry.
Summer storm.
No rain.
Sandstorm.
No rain over a period of time.
Drought.
Little bit of rain.
Drizzle.
Yes.
It's very warm over a period of time.
Heat wave.
Yes.
It's an arc with a lot of colors.
Rainbow.
Yes.
There's a lot of moisture in the air.
What's humidity?
That's time.
Okay, five of them.
I'm not sure why it's not. I'm hitting the button to say it's correct, but for some reason it didn't go through. And also, I forgot to switch over to the scores.
I heard the sixth answer right as the time buzzer went. Did that count?
He said humidity. Yes. Right as it buzzed. Yep.
Okay.
I will be honest. I've been watching. Yep.
Okay, so right now it is 6-0, so now I'm going to. You can just put that card down. You don't need it. Okay, Kodiak and Barry, let's go back to the subjects. And which one do you like? Kodiak's going to be different.
Okay.
I think we decided on...
Describe these animals that live in the Arctic. Okay? You have 30 seconds. Ready and go.
Polar bear, seal.
Okay, first one already. In Canada, big antlers.
Yes. Moose.
Okay. Black and white, killer whale.
Orca. Lynx.
Cows.
Wolf?
Yes.
Arctic wolf.
Kind of like a seal, but.
Walrus.
Yeah. A bird that has no hair.
I'm trying.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Bald eagle.
Yeah, that was a
bald eagle.
Bald eagle in the Arctic.
Yeah, that's weird.
Alaska.
Okay, so right now we are at 6-5. Now what we're going to do is we are going to have Lorelei give to Dozer. So decide which subject to play.
No. How about a polar bear and a blizzard?
That's funny.
To get all seven of these in 30 seconds, I'm only $11. Describe these things that are generally white in color. Okay, so these are white things, okay? So 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready? And go.
School, blackboard, chalk writing, yes. Tasty, squishy, smooth.
Marshmallow.
Sky,
cloud.
Cups.
Styrofoam.
Put it on ice cream. You might put it on hot chocolate.
You said cream. Keep going.
Fudge. throw it. Hit it with a bat.
Wiffle ball.
That's baseball. And you said cream. There's whipped cream.
Yeah, that completely went over my head.
So that was five, and that makes it currently a 10-5.
Score. It should be 11.
It should be,
because
they had 6.
They got to get credit for the last one. It was in the buzzer. So they started with 6.
No. 6 and 4 is 10.
I think we got 5.
He said he got 5.
No, he got 4. We got 4, but he did say 5 out loud.
So. Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, 10 is correct.
10 is correct.
Alright, so we'll go back to Kodiak and Birdie. Birdie will be giving. Both of you decide which those subjects you want to do.
We decided on Is it Nor'easter.
Nor'easter. Got to figure that out.
Just not this weekend.
Just as the subject implies, describe these things associated with Easter. Okay. And are you ready?
Yep.
And go.
Thing laid by a bird.
Thanks.
End of the week.
Sunday.
Things that attract bees. Attract bees, colorful.
Flowers.
Marshmallow bird.
Peeps.
Start of year.
Spring?
Yeah. With wicker.
Basket.
Yes. And pride.
What was the last
fried
one?
Eggs?
Parade.
Oh, Easter parade, yeah. Okay.
You got 6 of them. Good job.
Really good.
Because those are Lorelei are behind, you're going to go first. So there's only 2 subjects left. We have Disney on Ice and Coldplay. Oh, you get to decide who gives and who receives.
Go ahead and pick, and I'll get the it's probably not the fun. It's probably got things that are cold.
Let's take a risk.
Let's do Coldplay. Okay. Describe these winter sports and activities.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how many you can get. That will determine how much Kodiak and Bernie need to do. Okay. 30 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yep.
And go.
Use a puck and a stick.
Hockey.
Okay. You lace them up on
ice skating.
Two boards on your feet downhill.
Ski.
Stone on ice. Yes. To a house. You do it to your hair.
Pass.
Okay. Cut a hole.
Ice pitchers.
Okay. One board on your feet downhill.
Snowboard.
Snowboard. Keep going.
Sit up, sit downhill.
Curling.
Curling.
If anyone's from Canada, I'm not from Canada, but if you were from Canada, you would have gotten it.
I did. I'm like, oh, I know what this one is.
Or if you knew the Olympics at all, you would know curling. Yeah.
Getting the word.
So that was another five, right?
No, we didn't.
Four. You're at four.
Four. Yeah. Okay, so 14 to 11, Kodiak and
Bernie. Just need three.
Okay. And there's only one subject left, and that's Disney on Ice.
All right.
Okay. Great. Who's going to give and who's going to receive?
Bernie's going to be giving.
All right.
Two really good clues last time.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a little explanation on this.
Uh-oh.
Describe these things associated with the Disney animated movie Frozen.
Okay.
And I picked these words specifically so that even if you haven't seen the movie, you should still be able to get these words.
Okay?
That is perfect. Alright. So as I said, you need three to tie and four to win.
Can I pass and then go back?
You can pass? Yes.
Yeah, you can pass.
Okay. Alright, so 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready and go.
Name for an internet meme person. Control. Yes. A person made of ice.
Snowman.
Yes.
You missed one.
Yeah,
you're passing it. Okay.
That.
You said snowman.
A play where you sing.
Musical.
A moose, but it pulls a sleigh.
Reindeer.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Bernie, like I said, you won your game, you're going to get a $10 Amazon card. We'll deal with that in a second. But you two are going to go to the winner circle in a second. Bernie, Lorelai. Thank you for playing there. Okay. You can have a seat, because I think it would be fair to have another set of two players for the next game rather than keep the same people. That way you guys get a chance. All right? So, first of all, thank you. Round of applause for Lorelai.
This was one of the games that you were good to watch with, like, my grandparents. This and, I can't even remember the name of the password, and the whammy girl.
Press your luck.
That one.
Press your luck. Is it 4 o'clock in this room?
I know. I'm excited.
Yep. And password is some other time. It's freaking tomorrow, maybe. I think.
I'm excited. This is all our
shows. I
watch those.
Pleasure's fun.
My favorite is Match Game.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
I was going to say, I'm very glad my son introduced me to Anthro.
Okay, so as I said, just to briefly explain to the people how this is going to work, you're going to be receiving the clues. You're going to be receiving the subjects. There's going to be a subject. They have to give a list of items in the subject. If you get all six, you win $25 for the Amazon card on top of the 10 you already have, and whatever money is up there goes to charity as well. Okay. I'm sure you're aware of the rules, and you just want to see if you can get that buy together to work on this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be 60 seconds to do this, okay?
Ready?
So let me get this loaded.
Okay,
and we have 60 seconds on the clock. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Good. For $25 Amazon card and $25 charity. Here's your first subject. Go.
Hoagie. Subway.
Sandwiches.
Yep. What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny, things cartoon characters
say?
Sand. Seashells.
Things at the beach.
Yep.
Boiled, mashed.
Potatoes.
Yep.
Hair. Horse.
things you can brush.
Keep going, keep going.
Answers to a test. Lines for your play.
Things you play, study, things
lines,
you read.
Lines, yeah, so lines, answers.
Things you memorize.
That was great. You were stressed.
You could see it.
You did it, though,
yeah,
man.
I wanted to win you that money.
Woo-hoo!
He's just so chill. Year.
He's like...
All right, so, yeah, great job. Great job on that. I'm not sure why the sound wasn't working, but I had to make sure you heard how many seconds were left. So, there we go. Okay, so what I want to do with you after the show is to get a little bit of information. I'll send an electronic gift card to you for $35 because it's a 10 and
Yeah.
What charity do we know?
We have there are two charities this year. One's called Youth on Fire.
Yep.
And the other one's called Wings of the Dawn.
Nice.
It's a bird. It's an animal bird sanctuary, and the other one is a. It's like a.
Help for.
It's kids.
AIDS awareness.
AIDS awareness and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So thanks very much. Again, see you.
Woo.
Catch you later.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
We are 35 past the hour. And there is a 2 o'clock panel, so we're going to try to get one more full round in.
Oh, yeah, we can do it.
Right? So I'm going to need 2 more people.
Guys, shake it, shake it.
And if anybody wants to try to play, last call for tickets.
Well, I got
you want to play? You want to play?
Anybody else?
I'm guessing you mean anybody who doesn't already have a ticket, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Who doesn't already have a ticket.
Double. I want 3 more.
I want to increase my chances.
Triple my odds.
You did really good. That was
impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Memorize was a tough one.
Yeah.
That was insane. Lines to a play is good, though, because you have to memorize.
It was fantastic. Well, yeah, 30 seconds to get one
quote. Yeah, you
didn't realize how fast you went.
You win
that
quick
was
the first
yeah,
couple
that
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, considering how fast that went, we're going to have to see what happens with the time, if there's any chance to get through around it.
But that would be awesome.
We started so late. It's too bad.
Yeah,
this was a lot of fun.
Okay.
There is a panel in here too, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, first person is going to be sitting with
Dozer.
Dozer. So candidate 361.
That's me.
Woo!
All right.
Trash pandas unite!
Do you want me to videotape it for you?
Yeah, if you can just focus it on whichever, here or here. It's on. What do you call it, Facebook Live. If it disconnects, it disconnects.
Yes.
Ending in 382. 382. 382. Over there?
It wouldn't have to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
let's win with another one.
Yeah, well, it's a play on not just man raccoon, but him for crime. So, him for crime.
Yeah, that's
great.
Okay, first, joining Dozer is Anthropoon.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, I have been a college radio DJ since 1981.
Whoa.
I've been doing cons since 97, and I will be here Sunday morning in the Webster Room doing classic cartoons. So I've done so many different conventions, and I love doing panels, I love doing game shows.
Awesome.
And then your partner over there is Ken.
Ken, yes, this is my first FurCon.
First FurCon.
First FurCon.
Woo! Woo!
First Anthony New England. Show of hands. First Anthony New England?
First time.
All right, first convention.
First
ever.
Convention, period, yeah.
Yeah, oh, good.
Woo! Yeah, that's awesome! Yeah!
Trust me. Okay, anything else you want to explain about yourself? Yeah. Or where are you from?
Connecticut, I'm a correctional officer.
That's awesome.
Good for you. So no funny business.
Okay, so good luck to all of you. And you saw how it works before. Let me go ahead and show you the subjects. I'll give you these cards in a second. So these are six subjects for the second round. It's a sign. Room and board. First aid kit. I for one. Untitled goose subject, and two number nines, and a number six with extra dip. Okay. Okay, now, this round is going to have what's called a Mystery 7 bonus. I'm not going to tell you what the subject is about, but if you get all seven, either Ed McCoon or Ken, I'll buy you a con t-shirt.
Oh,
okay. All right. So first we go to Dozer and Ed McCoon.
You give me clues. You got to
What
subject do we want?
Oh, which one do we want to pick?
Yeah.
How about I for one?
Yeah. Okay.
I for one. See, is that the Mystery 7? No, it's not.
Yeah, he keeps
track of
right
the
perfect. Okay.
So did you want to go back? Okay, I for one. Here you go. Describe these words that have the letter I only once, and it's the only vowel in the word.
That's right here.
Okay. And let's see. 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
You do this on a ladder or a rock.
Climb.
A medieval person on a horse. Has ESP, palm reads, tells the future.
Psychic.
Yes.
Words to music.
Lyricist?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Needs to drink. Dry mouth. Wants water.
Oh.
Pass. Can't see.
Blind.
Nintendo console latest.
Gaming?
The name of the console. Light. On off light.
Switch.
Sound isn't going on, but that was five.
Five. Okay.
What about last on?
Thirsty. Okay. Yeah.
So hungry, thirsty.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. And that last one was switch.
Okay. Well, I'm not into those sort of Nintendo type things, so I wouldn't know.
That's what I switched to the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So right now it's 5-0. Go to Kodiak and Ken. And Kodiak will begin.
We'll try.
It's a sign.
Ooh, the chair 7.
All right, as I said, because this is a mystery, I cannot tell you what the subject is about. Okay. All right. So. 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
And. Go.
Not push, but
pull.
Woo! Old West Outlaws. They had posters for them.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Woo!
Big triangle on the road. New Jersey drivers ignore them all the time. Oh God! I really have to pee. I need to go to the
bathroom. Restroom.
Yep.
The way you got in.
Escalator.
Caution, you're in grave
danger.
Not fast.
Okay, that's it. Time. Yeah, unfortunately, like I said, some of these sounds didn't go through. But that was 5 out of 7. And the one you passed was exit. And these were all words that were seen on various signs. All right, so we are actually tied 5-5. So we are going to go back to Dozer and Anthropoon. So what would you go?
So we did what you signed and we did that one. So
how about first aid kit?
Do you have a card?
First aid kit.
First aid kit?
Okay. I don't.
Is your card?
I have a TikTok account and I have Twitter.
Okay, describe these things found in an emergency first aid care kit.
Let me know. Okay, ready?
Are you ready?
Okay.
Set and go.
You cut tape with it.
Scissors.
Yes.
You stick things with this. You use it to stick things.
Pins.
No, pass.
Pass.
Needle.
String. Okay, string. Or?
Thread.
Yes.
Okay. This, on a sneaker or something, it
lace.
Instead of laces, you use this.
Velcro.
Yes.
You see a lot of these at the con, they're round. They might have some a picture on or something you wear on your shirt. You wear, or you have a shirt that has a whole bunch of
them.
That's fine.
Name
pen.
That's fine.
No.
Button.
Okay.
Button. Yeah. The other one about
Blue gun, I tried to get, I was trying to think about
it. Yeah, you could use the gesture of.
I could have done that, yeah. I think the key is on here. You can do this, but during the final round, you can't use your hands.
Right. Like I said, you're playing the regular round.
I'd
have to
be like
right.
This.
Yeah, same.
But right now, I'm 3-5, and we go back to Cody. Ten will be given.
How old are you?
Okay, the button one I was trying to think about in the middle of your shirt.
Mine's 17. So who would have come by himself next year?
Can you pick
the
buttons like
you know? Ken, you're giving?
There's a hole for your shirt.
Yeah.
Describe these things people may have large collections of at home.
Ooh.
Okay. 30 seconds on the clock. Are you
ready? Yeah.
And go.
Read them. Books.
Yes.
Wear them. Shirts. Clothes. Shoes. Jewelry.
Yes.
They're having a comeback. You listen to them.
Vinyl.
Yes.
Ooh. You wear them on your feet.
Shoes.
Yes.
You have them in your house. They die a lot.
Plants.
Yes.
on the TV.
DVDs, videotapes.
You play.
Oh, video games.
Yes.
You have them on your shelf.
Time.
This is good though.
You get to pick a subject now. We just did. We did that and that, and they just did. Those one they just did. They didn't remember it, and then the mystery will get done. So. My turn to pick? Untitled Goose Subject?
Yeah, that one?
Yeah, you can have a bit.
You
left
there?
Yeah.
Okay. And just as it sounds, things associated with a goose. Things associated with a goose. 30 seconds, you have to get 3 to have a chance, okay?
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready and go.
They lay, the goose lay them. You can crack them.
Eggs.
A bunch of geese.
Gaggle or goggle?
Pass. America's hat. Country above us, north.
Oh, Canada.
They do this. They do this in the south.
They fly some.
Right, but it's called
migration.
Okay, the noise geese make. Horns make it.
Honk.
Yep.
Okay, geese. When they go at somebody, they.
Okay, so there's only one subject left, and that's 2 number 9s, and the number 6 is next to dip. Who's going to give and who's going to receive?
I'm giving.
Okay. Describe these things associated with fast food.
Okay,
you just need 1 to tie and 2 to win, all right?
Oh, wow.
No pressure, you've got plenty of time for this. Yeah. Ready, and go.
You have it with your burgers.
Fries.
Yeah.
You want it at 3 a.m.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep
going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going.
First thing you have in the morning.
Breakfast.
Yep.
Large burger at McDonald's.
Big Mac.
Yep.
You go through it when you don't want to go in.
Drive-thru.
Yep.
You're happy with your combo.
Soda.
And yep. Red hair.
Wendy's.
Nice. It was an easy one. They did.
Yep, that was so
thanks
fun.
A lot. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I can just put it on the
Alright, got time for one more circle.
I'm not going to record the whole thing. I only wanted quite a bit of it, and I did get quite a bit. So there we go. All right.
I thought you'd appreciate the wolf thing.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay. I can't guarantee the music's going to kick in or not, but we're going to try it, okay?
This is
you can put your hat in a box.
Okay, so you saw how it works before.
Yep.
Okay. And you're good, Ken? No, you're good? Okay. Alright, so again, just as you said before, any money that's earned goes to your gift card and goes to charity. Right?
It's 12 minutes of, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Alright, so it's a different Fine. Board. And are you ready?
Ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Okay, and for $25 to charity and $25 to the Amazon card, here's your first subject. Go.
Caterpillars, millipedes.
Butterfly. Okay. That's it. Go. Just go.
You use me to hit a nail in.
Hammer.
Okay. Good. The Empire State Building. Trade Center.
Skyscraper.
Statue of Liberty. Broadway.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Sun.
Star.
Bread. Dough.
Toast.
Yes.
Pass.
Yeah.
Your burger. An omelet.
Fry.
Cooked. Nachos.
Crunchy.
Mozzarella sticks.
Pass.
Pizzas. Fractions. Bathrooms.
Pizza would have been good for things with cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, turn around. Those
are hard.
Those
yeah.
are
hard. Dough.
Bread.
Things that rise. Prices. Prices rise.
A helium balloon.
Yeah, helium
balloon.
Elevators.
Oh, yeah.
Things that rise.
Things that rise.
Yeah.
The other one, mozzarella sticks, was good.
Comes from cows. You can turn it into something.
Well, yeah, I can't say
with cheese,
you
can say, mozzarella sticks.
Lasagna.
Nachos. Your burger.
Yeah. Sausage McMuffin.
Charcuterie
if it has cheese with it, that is.
A mousetrap would work.
Mousetrap.
Yeah.
The last one you didn't get a chance to go to was things that are divided.
Okay.
All right. But right now, that is $3.50. No, $4.50 on top of your... on top of your 10, so that will go to charity.
That is correct.
So you get a $14.50 Amazon card. And the $4.50 will go to charity along with the $25. Okay. So basically we have 10 minutes left of the hour, so we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
Great job.
Yeah, you're good with
this. He's very good. I mean, a lot of things to do up there.
Especially
not just those, but all the technical stuff.
And the fact that he started 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Working under pressure.
Like, I have done panels and cons on the other end for years.
Right.
And it's.
I am a member on Telegram called the Game Show Cards. I'm the owner of the scroll of the room. So you know, go to t.me/GameShowCards. Also,
Oh my god, that's
I'll show you this as well video.
Okay.
Are you doing the one that's press
I think Randy's doing that. He might be doing passwords.
We also
I'm not
do
sure.
game shows in VR chat.
Oh,
and
so
two nights a week we have shows of all kinds of games like Hollywood Squares, Millionaire, Wheel of Fortune, Pyramid, and you can reach me. I'll give you links to our Discord server, and you can check for VR chat.
Do you stream these?
Some people do, yeah.
You should absolutely stream.
Yeah, you
okay.
I'd so watch
two nights right. a week on VR chat. You need to, I work
yeah, so you can get in touch with me, and I'll give you the links and all that stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so like I said, that's all the time we really have, so I will also be doing furry...
Password.
Later in the
oh,
same room.
Yes. Today is it? That's tonight, or?
Press your luck in, yeah. A little later this afternoon.
Okay.
In the same room. Also,
cool, I
got the
Saturday
schedule. I have Wheel of Fortune and Sunday I have Jeopardy.
Oh, I got
oh,
well,
oh, okay.
Thanks very much. Everyone wants to stay.
All right, thank
and,
you.
Those people who've got the MZR cards, come over to me.